Ambercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. You're pregnant and you have a fever. What should you do about it? First, if you're in a tropical area and you have a doctor available, be sure that your fever is not from a serious cause such as malaria or some other tropical disease such as dengue or Zika. Otherwise, keep in mind that your first safe choice for medication for a fever would be one that goes by the generic name of acetaminophen in North America and some other places. A common brand name would be Tylenol. In the UK and some other locations, the same ingredients would be found in paracetamol. This is basically safe when you keep within the recommended dosage limits. Do not use aspirin or ibuprofen. Actually, it is best to avoid most medicines while you're pregnant, unless they are specifically given to you or prescribed for you by your doctor. Other medicines should be avoided until after your baby is born. In many developing countries, you may find it difficult to determine which drugs are safe to use. This includes over-the-counter medicines or those which can be obtained by prescription in those countries. Some may appear to be the same as medicines you're familiar with, but they may have other ingredients added. Those added ingredients may or may not be good in your situation. So that's why it is generally best to avoid medicines till after your baby has arrived. You don't want to put your developing baby in any possible danger. Are you one of those people who gets motion sickness? In other words, does riding in any moving vehicle make you feel ill? You may be tempted to grab an over-the-counter anti-nausea medication for times like that, and that may or may not be good. Please talk to your doctor first about using something like that. Otherwise, to reduce the effects of motion sickness, try to take deep breaths of fresh air. For some people, that really helps. Look out at the scenery. Definitely do not read a book or magazine while riding in such situations. Perhaps you have heartburn problems. The first rule for that is to be careful what you eat. Know how different foods affect you. Know which foods you have a difficult time digesting. Eat smaller meals more often. Don't lie down after meals. If you do experience heartburn, antacids might help, such as Gaviscon, Maalox, Tums, or Gelucil. Constipation can be a problem. To keep things flowing smoothly, try to increase your intake of fresh fruit and boost the fiber content of your meals. Drink more fluids. Get some exercise. If that doesn't solve your problem, then a laxative such as Fibogel can help. If you can't find that one, remember, not all laxatives are safe to use during pregnancy. Get some advice from your doctor. Also remember, just because something is natural, there is no guarantee that it is necessarily safe for you to use during pregnancy. Always check with a doctor before using herbal or homeopathic remedies. As we've mentioned in an earlier feature, when you're pregnant, your immune system is functioning at a lower level. Because of this, you are more susceptible to an illness that may be making the rounds in your neighborhood. You may more easily catch an infection. Some illnesses, besides making the mother uncomfortable, can also have some serious consequences for the developing baby. So the advice for you is to try and avoid infection as much as possible. You might have to appear to be a little antisocial by avoiding social situations where someone is not well, but your health during this pregnancy and the health of your baby are your first concern. In general, the average cough and cold will not cause harm if you're pregnant. But if a high fever comes with it, that is something that should be of concern. The causes of some miscarriages have been traced to very high fevers. Something else that should concern you: are you immune to those childhood diseases like chickenpox and mumps and measles? Actually, you should be thinking seriously about this before you become pregnant, because contracting one of those diseases while you're pregnant can have some serious consequences. For a pregnant mother, chickenpox and rubella are two very serious diseases. For one thing, they can lead to miscarriage. For another, they can lead to abnormalities of the fetus, especially if the mother contracts either of those diseases early in the pregnancy. If you are moving to an international assignment and you're hoping to be pregnant during your assignment, then keep in mind that in some places it is still possible to catch diseases like mumps, measles, and polio. so it should be near the top of your priority list for you to be immunized before you leave. That is for your safety, and for the safety of your hoped-for little addition to your family. If you are already living abroad and you're already pregnant, it is vital for you to avoid contact with children who have a rash or children who have an unexplained fever. Another disease that at one time had faded from the news but is now apparently coming back in some parts of the world is whooping cough, which is also known as pertussis. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, says that in the first 6 months of life, babies are at high risk for complications from whooping cough, even if they are healthy, because their immune systems are still developing. The CDC also recommends that it is important for women to get the whooping cough vaccine in the third trimester between the 6th and 9th month of the pregnancy. By getting the vaccine at this time, before the baby is born, an immunity is provided to the baby which protects it during those especially vulnerable first few months. While we're on the subject of infections to avoid while you're pregnant, keep these three names in mind: toxoplasmosis, listeria, and brucellosis. No, you probably won't remember those names. But remember this: you can protect yourself and your baby from the effects of those infections by some simple, careful practices. Wash your hands frequently, especially when you are around animals, even pets like cats or dogs. Be sure your food and water comes from a good, safe source. Don't eat fruits and vegetables that have not been washed. It would probably be a good idea to avoid salads. Make sure all vegetables and meats are cooked properly. Avoid milk that has not been pasteurized. Remember, any food can be contaminated at some point if it is not handled correctly, or it comes in contact with something or someone that is contaminated. So to repeat, for your protection and to protect the health of your baby, wash your hands frequently, especially after handling or touching anything. Wash your fresh fruits and vegetables, and be sure your vegetables and meats are cooked properly. The health of your baby is too important to allow for a little hurry-up carelessness. If your baby will be arriving in a country in Africa or South Asia, then be aware of the danger of diseases carried by blood and body fluid like hepatitis and HIV. It is vital that the place where your baby will be delivered has high standards of hygiene. There may also be risks if you need a blood transfusion, because the blood may not be screened as carefully as it would be in Europe or North America, and your blood group may not be available. It is something to keep in mind as you anticipate the arrival of your baby. Now, if you're in a tropical part of the world, or you soon will be in such a place, remember that many diseases there are spread through biting insects. Malaria and dengue fever are two serious diseases that are passed along by mosquitoes. So it would be wise for you to protect yourself as much as possible. When you sleep, use properly placed and treated mosquito nets over and around your bed. Then there is a question that is often asked: should you use insect repellent that contains DEET? It's the most effective, but doctors are divided in their opinions on its safety for pregnant mothers. Generally, most doctors working in the tropics would say, if you are in an area where there is a real danger of malaria, then you should use insect repellent that contains DEET anytime you are out and moving around. While the Anopheles mosquito does bite mainly at night, there are other disease-carrying mosquitoes that are active during the daytime. Wash off the repellent at night and be sure to sleep under a mosquito net which is tucked in well around your bed. Their reason for saying that you should use repellent with DEET at this time is that the danger from DEET to your developing baby is less than the danger from malaria or other diseases. We'll have more about malaria and your pregnancy and your baby in another feature in this series. Something else to keep in mind is the Zika virus. You have undoubtedly seen or heard about this in the news. A lot is being learned about this, but there is growing evidence to suggest that it is dangerous for the developing baby in a pregnant mother. Advice is generally given that if you are pregnant, or if you are attempting to become pregnant, do not travel to an area where the mosquito that carries the Zika virus is active. If you live in such an area and you are pregnant, consult your doctor immediately. If you're attempting to become pregnant, don't. until you leave the area until after you consult with a doctor. Now let's briefly wrap up this topic. When you're pregnant, try to avoid any kind of illness as much as possible. This will probably mean avoiding people who are ill, and especially avoiding children who may have a rash or an unexplained fever. You may be criticized for being antisocial, but that is better than endangering the life of your developing baby. If you do get ill, see your doctor right away and be sure to tell the doctor that you are pregnant. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com